99.7 FM Berryville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's ballroom dream continues becoming a reality. It turns out it'll take over much more of the original building than first thought. Here's ABC's Lana Moyes.
The Washington Post reports more than just the East Wing facade is being replaced to make way for President Trump's $250 million ballroom. The Post, citing a White House official, now says the entirety of the East Wing is being rebuilt. ABC News has not independently verified that report. Some critics slamming the project for lack of transparency. The president previously pledged construction would not impact the existing structure.
This is day 22 of the government shutdown. President Trump says he will not talk with Democrats until the government's reopened. Members of Congress still getting paid. Almost all other federal workers are not. The Louvre is reopened for the first time since Sunday's brazen jewelry heist. Two buses crashing in Uganda overnight, killing at least 63 people. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is looking for folks who may have accidentally paid for a fake version of an official food share mobile app. Scammers uploaded a phony version of the EBT Edge program last month, the phony app charging people $5 a week or $60 for a one-time fee. The State Department of Health Services wants you to get several vaccines this fall. But is it okay to get them all at once? Dr. Stephanie Schauer with DHS says yes, but you may not feel so good for the short term. DHS recommending people get boosters for flu, COVID, and RSV this fall to prevent the spread of the illnesses later in the season. The city of Wausau will get $2.8 million from 3M Corporation to settle a 2023 lawsuit involving PFAS contamination. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. We'll look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy, a high in the upper 40s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, a high in the low 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 43.
Your hometown station. Max FM.
Pump it up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
just go ahead now. One last diamond in his pockets, and that's a threat now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now.
Radio's not dead,
but a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
We're your fresh choice.
99.7 Max FM.
By order of the prophet, 90s and more.
99.7
Max FM.
Swimming in your world, something.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
you're in the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Just good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Day. Baraboo Tours. To celebrate Halloween this year, why not check out some haunted behind-the-scenes stories of the businesses and buildings around the square in Baraboo from a knowledgeable and entertaining tour guide. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $5 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice have been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice. When it makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather. Today, cloudy with a high of just 46 degrees, winds 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread frost gradually clearing with a low of 33 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Thursday night, widespread frost again, mostly clear with a low of 26 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 56. Looking ahead to the weekend, mostly sunny with a high of 60. On Saturday, Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Currently, it is 42 degrees outside our studios.
99.7.
My life has passed me by. I'll live.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
I'll be waiting.
99.7 Max FM.
How was I supposed to know that WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Yeah.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you. You'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you love me, love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time, my world was shattered, I was torn apart, like someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care, but I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry, too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind, and darling, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you love me, love me like you used to do. Oh. If I could turn back time, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time, oh, baby. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump is pressuring his own Justice Department to pay him $230 million as a settlement from two previous investigations, one involving potential ties he had to Russia in the 2016 election, the other related to the handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and saying of the ceasefire,
"We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel."
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency has withdrawn his name from consideration, Paul Ingrassia, after multiple offensive text messages were found on his phone. Construction of the White House ballroom goes on at the same time as destruction of the White House East Wing, the National Trust for Historic Preservation asking for a pause so a public review can take place. This is ABC News.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. An off-duty officer with the Baraboo Police Department was contacted by a citizen who provided credible information that a homicide suspect was believed to be traveling to the city of Baraboo to seek medical services. Acting promptly, Baraboo officers worked in close coordination with Milwaukee Police Department to verify that the individual, Walter Lorenzo James, was wanted in connection with a homicide investigation in the